Yo, what up? This is Generic from Animal Farm. Whenever I'm cruising online, I check out my peoples over at nappyafro.com. Make sure you do the same.
This is episode 37 of the Frocast. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka Who Gives a Fuck. I need to get a song for that shit. Anyway, I'm sitting here real casually with the homie King Germs. Say what's good to the people, bro.
What's going on, man? It's King Germs, man. Unfortunately, Saul Wright gonna tell you, but I got on bath salts and I don't know what's going on.
It's a damn shame, man. That's what happens, man. You gotta stop slinging drugs to the kids in the community, bro. But we're doing a real casual this week. It's not going to be a regular show. It's not going to be a long show because sometimes niggas need a break.
And yeah, I'm on bath salts.
Yeah, this nigga on bath salts, and I just need to take a bath. So this is going to be a real short episode. We're giving you a behind-the-scenes look at what the fuck goes into the Frocast. Now, I don't know if y'all think that we just professionals at this shit. It's not, you know, back early, like I think in the teens when we were doing these, me and Jern would just get on this bitch and press record. And we've evolved. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We've come a long way. And you get to hear now the shit that goes behind the scenes. You get to hear us talk about setting up the shows, hear how we act on the calls, listen to us talk about some of the bullshit that we talk about. And we do talk about some bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes y'all don't understand that. Pre-show and post-show, we might be, like, the show might be an hour and a half, 2 hours, but before the show, we might talk for 30 minutes. After the show, we might talk for an hour. And so we have a, I mean, it's just crazy, man. I mean, you know, it gets wild behind the scenes, man. So I hope y'all, you know, enjoy this. It's like a look behind the fro, you know, so I guess you can call
it. Yeah, pretty much behind it's behind the fro right here. And it's we might get some of these other ones. This is the first volume. We might do some other ones. But I know two of the shows that you went to sleep on and Tracy May went to sleep on. Me and that nigga B-Easy got into it.
Yes, man. Y'all were arguing, and it was just like me and Tracy May was sitting there messaging each other back. She was like, yo, these niggas tripping. I was like, yeah, man, I'm about to be out, man. She was just like, and this shit was crazy, man. And then I heard y'all went on for like another 45
nigga,
minutes.
We talked that night, pause, to like midnight central. And we start this shit at 8 o'clock central. So the show was only an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then we talked another 2 hours or some shit. It was ridiculous, man. And it wasn't even like we were arguing. At the end of the day, the funny shit is that we weren't even arguing totally different points. We was on the same page.
Yeah, it's like y'all was on the same side of the argument, but just different sides of the argument. It was weird.
It was
weird,
like, shit, man.
Yeah.
Even when we got done, we was both like, all right, so yeah, we really ain't resolved shit. We just said the same shit over and over. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm gonna ride for whatever the site needs to be done. So that one, and we had that movie, the movie debate that went on that time, and I think you dipped out on that shit too. We was talking about that Tyler Perry shit, and we got into that, and you was like, man, I'm out. Jeremy be tapping out on this motherfucker. But so far, what was your favorite episode?
Oh, man, too many names, man. So far, my favorite episode, I like the one with Tracy May. That was cool. Me and you, it's too many, man. I mean, it's like I all have moments, man, and it's crazy, man, because it's hard. I'm sorry. I can't just pick one, man. I feel like, you know, it's like picking who's your favorite kid, man. I can't do it, man.
I would probably say, and it's probably because it's one of the most recent ones, that episode with Tracy May, episode 30, where B-Easy came in about halfway through. We just had a good-ass time on that show and was clowning, talking about them niggas going to concentration camps, and that shit was wild, dog.
Yeah, that was a good show. Like I said, man, I like the show when the dub and when the one I went on, the first Full House one, that was fun. The show with Cole was fun. I mean, it's been a lot of good shows, man. The Eddie show, Cornell show last week, because it was just like,
yeah, Cornell's that shit. Yeah, there's no offense to you, Cornell. That show last week was whack. I think that's part of the reason why we need a break. Didn't flow, I guess, like the other ones flowed.
Yeah, because it's like, one, I mean, Cornell's an interesting guy, and we ain't even get to let the people know a lot about Cornell, and then we'll talk about something. Cornell's like, we're going to make up for it, and I know it because Cornell, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry about that last week, folks, and Cornell, because, I mean, like I said, we didn't even let y'all get to know Cornell, man. It's just like me and Sarah Wright ran away with it, so I apologize for that, man. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's what we do.
Yeah, we'll have to do a better show, get Cornell in here, and get B-Eazy on some more shows. I don't know what the fuck his problem is. Maybe we can get him around and do some more shows and shit. But it's good shit. I think B-Eazy might be on this call now. Eazy, you here?
Yeah, it's still ringing, though. That's weird.
Just hold on, man.
Hold on.
The Plenty of Fishes was a good movie.
Oh, my God, man. I can't. We definitely got to do a volume two of this shit. The fishes, man. That shit, I laughed till I was in tears. And that's happened quite a few times because Germ is a funny motherfucker. And B-Eazy is unintentionally funny. So
yeah, B-Eazy unintentionally funny. That's why B-Eazy wins.
I can't hit.
See, there you go.
The kind of shit I'm talking about, nigga. Existence. We record and I ain't edited shit. So
we edit shit, man. It's, you know, we are. I really don't like when we edit the Frocast down because sometimes I like the organic feel of it. And I mean, I like mistakes. Fuck that shit.
Speaking of which, that's probably some more shit that we can get for Volume 2 or Volume 3 when you and B-Eazy was going at it about editing shows. Oh, them man. Niggas was having that, and I was just sitting there in the middle. I was like, hey, you know what? Y'all niggas actually know each other. Okay. So.
Yeah,
all right, there you go.
There you go. Man, like I said, I didn't have a problem with him editing to that one time. He just changed. It was a. I know he don't like Dipset. So, and it was something about Jim Jones or something, and Eazy changed it around and kind of made it like he was hating a little bit. It was like some shade thrown. No homo. It was some shade.
The only problem I have. Is that I just think you was just wrong on some facts. Like it wasn't me saying like, you know, like I admit now, like I said, looking back at it now, like Jim Jones.
This what pissed me off because it was like I said something about the play that they was doing and then Eazy switched up to an off Broadway play. I'm like, God damn.
off. I didn't make that up. It was like a six off Broadway play. It was like in a playhouse in Harlem somewhere. You know that.
See, I said you threw shade in there because, you know, I was like, you didn't have to say, like, that nigga was like, an off Broadway play. And, yeah, you know, these niggas need to try better. I was just like, God damn. You know, but, you know, that's my nigga, though, man. You know. The nigga, people, y'all understand, man. BZ has called me at least 9 times and be like, yo, man, I'm just going to be real with you, man. You don't do shit for the site. This nigga told me one of the times, he said, I can get a monkey to do what you do. This nigga said, I can get a monkey to do what you do. I said, God damn.
You know, I can't apologize for saying that because I stand behind it. I still stand behind it. I'm sorry. To this day, I can't say I'm sorry because, I mean, I still think I'm going to do your job.
And the only thing that kind of made me feel a type of way about it, and I put this in air quotes because, you know, I'm out to see, you know, because it was a girl, he wasn't saying it in front of some chick. He would just say it to me like, normally, it. It was like he was showing out. And I was like, damn, nigga, just call me. Got a girl in the background. Nigga. And another thing, you ain't doing shit, nigga. I was like, man, I do a lot for nigga, I get a monkey to do what you do. I was like, damn. I was like, I heard the girl in the background, like, pat his back and shit. Like, yeah, get him. You tell him. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, damn.
You told me, because this week was an ass, and you said, I can go on campus. And find a nigga to do your job. Did you not tell me that?
Yeah, I did say that.
So, I mean, you know, it's listen. I know I've had 3 girls who have heard that I've dealt with, you know, doing time in this Frocast, and they're saying, why do y'all always call you gay? I said, I don't give a shit about that. It's whatever. So, I mean, all the ribs and shit, you know, it's all love.
Now, you came in, you know what I'm saying? Came in a little bit late, B-Eazy. What we were doing for episode 37 of the Frocast is I put together some clips from the last few, and we just letting them hear them, you know, the unscripted, the pregame and shit, some of the post-show shit, you know, nothing major, just something they can listen to. And we just sharing a few thoughts of some of the stuff that happened, quote-unquote, off-camera, off-tape. You know, conversations like that. So that's what we're doing now, is just setting up the shit that we're going to play later. So for you, what was your favorite episode?
Oh, that's cool. I still say my favorite episode, the episode where I was barely on, but it was you, the last Tracy May, you and Germ. The last episode y'all did it at was, I still think that's one. Like, if somebody was asking, let me hear your forecast, I'd say, listen to that episode. That's just a great episode.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Perfect episode. I like that. Like, I'm like on it for like, yeah. I'm on it like for like, what, 5 minutes? But it's great. But I still think it's the best.
Explain to the people why you don't like being, why you don't like talking a lot on Frocast. Explain to the people why.
Oh, because, well, I think the last time we did it, I was on a Frocast. I think Saul said something about speech impediment. And I said, don't talk about speech impediment while I'm on a Frocast right now, nigga. I don't want to do that. I don't know. It's just hard. First of all, I think no homo, no brokeback, whatever. I think y'all two got good voices, and I think y'all are, you know, just have better voices for it. And I think y'all more quicker with the only thing I have is that I read all the time, and I got a lot of stupid uses of information. That's the only thing I can really give. But I just don't like it. I don't like it. Like I said, I just don't like it.
You don't like the sound of your voice or anything? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, I don't like the sound of my voice. Well, I mean, I do. I am young Barry White. Let's get that straight. But
and that motherfucker does have all the facts. That's why we call him the political analyst. You'll hear that shit on one of these clips, too, where this nigga randomly comes out and says, did you know that 2 Chainz was 35 years old? I was like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is that, nigga? Like, why is that? And we weren't even talking about 2 Chainz. This nigga just pops up and says it.
No. You know what? Because I had his article. I wanted to write down. It was like, old niggas who really, you know, young niggas who really old niggas. Like, Currency, that nigga's like 35, that's like 33, 34, too. And it's like, he's looked at as one of them new young niggas that fly. He wear the nice, you know, the different kind of sneakers. And a lot of young niggas follow Currency. That nigga old, too.
Yeah, but the way you came about this shit, it's like you have so many facts. This shit just explodes out of your cranium. We was in the middle of a conversation. He was like, yeah, did you know that 2 Chainz was 35? I was like, what the fuck? And people dress like him down here, too. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man?
And the sad thing is, and Jeremy tell you this, and just regular conversation, I do that shit all day.
So you like fucking Rain Man.
I do that shit all day.
Like a hip-hop Rain Man.
I'm going to tell y'all the craziest random fact of info that I ever received in my life. This shit was real talk. I was in the gas station. I was buying some lotto tickets, right? Some old coon-ass nigga was in there talking and shit. The nigga said, hey, do you know a sheep got a pussy just like a woman? I said, he said that motherfucker bleed just like have a period and everything. I was just like, fuck, I need
to. Hey, hold on.
Like, how did you find that shit out? Like, what I mean?
Hey, we all niggas, but. And you may not have heard that song, but I feel like every nigga done heard that from an old nigga from somewhere. I heard an old nigga told me that like 3 times in my lifetime.
You need to stop hanging around that old nigga.
And they start doing the finger motion with their finger. Yeah, man, you put your finger in there. No, nigga, no.
Yeah, you need to stop hanging around that old nigga, man. Because that old nigga right there gonna get you fucked up. You could catch a case messing around with Sandusky like that, nigga. Straight up.
Because they just saying, I just heard it. I was just like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, that motherfucker went dead.
Hey, look, folks.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I gotta go back to work anyway. I know niggas wondering. I know my people, the dude in my next group is like, was he talking about fucking the goat or something?
Yeah.
I know that's happening. So let me go back. Hey, congratulations. What is it, episode 36?
37.
Congratulations, 37. Hey, Saul, the article did great. The trade deadline article did great.
Oh, that's good shit.
You know, congratulations. Yeah. When you see ads on that pre-afro, click it. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I got to go. Peace.
Yo, all right.
This nigga straight did a CEO drop on us.
Yeah, man. That's why he be easy, man. We're not, man.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Has,
but
actually.
Yeah, great derailment, man. Let's get to the show, man.
Yeah, so we got some good shit on here, man. Like I said, some of the stuff y'all heard before, some stuff you haven't heard. Like you hear me talk about my woman woes from back in the day. You hear us talk about. We go. This was after one of the episodes. We went to this damn rant on sexual names, on the sexual positions and shit. That was hilarious. The rusty trombone shit. We got into one of your better rants where you was talking about that nigga with the nigga song.
Yeah.
That shit was good. Yeah, the song was terrible, but your rant was perfect. And then we talk about the infamous D Woods, you know, the D Woods interview that I did produce. Can you let the people know, because they're going to hear this and they're going to hear y'all doubting me about the D Woods. Did you get a copy of the D Woods interview?
Yes, I still have it. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you. We're good. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was just making sure. Yes, and I did hear it, and Sorry was not telling the tale. So me and BZ was wrong about that, but, you know.
Hey, you know, so maybe that'll make it on one of the behind the scenes. You know what? No, it's not, because it's like, it's a good 30 minutes. Y'all not, it's not really even interesting. Unless you just like D Wood's voice, and you'll get to hear that. But, man, this is the setup for episode 37. You're about to hear some takes. It's about another 30 minutes of us just talking shit, and you even get to hear the first time that we talked to Eddie on the call.
So, exactly, man.
It's all good shit, man. This is Frocasm Stories 37. We're not coming back. We'll holler at you motherfuckers on 38. Enjoy the behind-the-scenes look, behind the fro, as my nigga King Germ calls it. And we'll catch y'all next week.
Peace.
I remember somebody asked Nas about Dylan. Now it's like, you know, he can make songs. He said he makes songs better than me. He's a talented young man. That's what he said about Nelly. You know, he said Nelly can make songs better than, but I know German song was saying like that ain't hard to beat, right?
Yeah, I'm about to say, I mean, you're talking about somebody who's been riding off of one album for about 10 years. fuck
what you're talking about. Nas is the top three. Is the top three best rappers of all time.
Stop. I have to go back. Okay, wait a minute. I have to go back and find
this out. This man said, it's source. Top three all time.
I think it was in the Source magazine. They went through a lot of his songs and just, like, killed all the facts, quote unquote, that he was putting in his songs. Like, the nigga rapped bullshit that wasn't right.
Of course.
Well, shit, that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, I mean...
Tupac okay. is not on
no, the list. No, it's the difference between being a
storyteller. No, I'm saying they kind of bullshit, though.
Oh, yeah, it's the difference between being a storyteller and being somebody who's trying to pass shit off as fact. Hey, sure y'all niggas, they going to take off right to vote. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, Nas? This shit's not going to happen.
It's like, no, I remember listening to the Firm album the first day, and I remember my boy Corner's like, man, because like if you look at the Firm album, it shows Nas' name over a lot of Foxy Brown rhymes. You know, it was a misprint basically saying, you know, he had wrote most of the rhymes. And in the Firm song, the Affirmative Action, it had, you know, she was adding all that shit up.
Yeah.
And nigga kept saying, this shit add up, nigga, that's drug shit. And I was like, nigga, let's sit down and do this shit right now on paper. That's over Nas. God damn it.
And that's his whole career. That's how you sum up his whole career. Nas never carries the one. He don't
care. Also, this is a side note, and then we can get started, I guess. I didn't know 2 Chainz was 35 years old.
God damn.
That's kind of crazy, right? Think about it. Niggas said J.L. Trump was too old to rap. And that nigga's like 35. 2 Chainz is the same exact age, and it just seems like he's young as shit, I guess, right?
But it shouldn't matter. I mean, hip-hop is like 30 years old, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck it. So,
when I see him with the phone in his pocket and, you know, and the big, you know, because a lot of niggas dress like 2 Chainz in Atlanta now, just so you know. A lot of niggas dress like the 2 Chainz.
I don't even know what that means. They got two big-ass plaits and a bunch
Well, no, he has a lot of different, one thing he does, he has those, the new cell phone receivers, like a house phone.
Yeah, I've seen that bullshit.
He has a red one of those in his back pocket all the time. And then he wears it, since his dread's so big, he wears his hat backwards. And he had like a polo hat on or something, and he won't in the front. It just be like, it's just hanging because he can't cuff it around his braids. I see niggas look that shit a lot of time, not especially around Bankhead.
That's so. A goddamn shame.
Decatur too, so. Yeah.
What you doing in Bankhead, nigga?
Don't even ask. I'm going to tell you something. Every time I go to Bankhead, somebody threw a damn big and bad trash on the damn ground. Every fucking time.
Bankhead is fucked up, yo.
It's like niggas just got out, took a big bag of trash, threw it in the middle of the goddamn street, and walked off.
Yeah,
but no fucking reason. Every time.
You know how that happens?
What?
You know, people, they taking their trash out and they forget to go to the dumpster and they just leave it on their car.
And then they just drive and just keep driving. But no,
I was thinking about starting the taping off, like when I edit it, I was gonna start it off with that that Brian McKnight chorus, and then we could come in that shit. Y'all heard
That was real.
Oh yeah.
So I thought it was just a joke, man. I ain't know for real.
So, is he not joking? I thought he was just joking.
He says that he was joking. He was playing around, but okay. He was serious about the mixtape. But the internet ate that shit up so bad that the nigga pulled it down, and now he all in his feelings and shit.
Now, he did start in the gospel. He had a gospel family, right?
Yeah, his brother's in Take Six.
But this is also the same. Take Six ain't really gospel. This is also
Time out. I was just reading the comment section on nappyafro.com, this website I, you know, frequent from time to time. I seen this guy named B-Eazy said, Future is by far the weakest nigga that ever came out of Dungeon Family. Christian Layton on the Dream Team.
God damn.
So you telling me Christian Layton didn't have much impact as Chris Mullin did?
You know what?
Christian Leighton didn't do more than Larry Bird.
Hey, you tell how I feel when I'm sitting down with my nephew. We watching old tapes of the damn Dream Team. I got to keep explaining who the fuck this white guy is. Who is this guy again?
Hey, he was one of the greatest. Best time out. He's one of the best college players of all time, nigga.
Yeah, but NBA wise,
this nigga, he was picked to be on a Dream Team from his college. He hadn't NBA played wise. But he wasn't in the NBA when they put him on a Dream Team. He was just coming out of college.
Okay. Let me ask a question. This is what I hear. I hear Jordan. I hear Ewing. Was Ewing on the team?
Mm-hmm.
I fucked that. I hear Jordan. I hear Bird. I hear Magic. I hear Isaiah. I do not hear Christian Leighton. It just sounds fucking weird. I said, and Christian Leighton. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I bet you on the bus he couldn't speak. I bet he said, you shut the fuck up till we get to Yugoslavia. And then he wouldn't say shit. I'm sure that happened. I'm bet money that shit happened every time. Who the fuck he gonna talk to? Tim Hardaway? I'm smack him. Clyde Drexler? Don't fucking talk to me, man. Carry my bags, bitch. Christian Leighton on the fucking Dream Team. Like I said, Christian Leighton on the Dream Team. Dream Team, everybody on there is a Hall of Fame player. Every last one.
Exactly. Christian Leighton is a Hall of Fame player, just in the NCAA.
Okay, you made my point, goddammit. And Mr. Jones is fucking... This nigga, they wrote posts in the forums about how Lil B is relevant and how he makes good music. He can't tell me shit about music. Nothing. Zilch. I'm just saying.
Yeah, nobody says Christian Leighton's name when they talk about the Dream Team. I don't really know where you going with this, but nobody talks about that name.
He's a Duke fan too, though. He's a big Duke fan. So
he had more assists than he had more steals than John Stockton did.
Where?
In the Olympics.
Yeah, he had them by a few. Stockton only had like two steals or something stupid.
He averaged more points than Stockton. I take that back. Chris Mullin averaged more points than him. My bad. He averaged more than Stockton.
Hold up. Them niggas were not playing. Christian Leighton played hard some of them games. I bought the tape from fucking Jiffy Lube. They had a damn best of USA basketball. I bought the fucking VHS tape from Jiffy Lube and goddamn. Christian Leighton played his heart on some of them goddamn games.
How you gonna bring up Stockton's points when that nigga was up? He was throwing the ball to Jordan and Magic and Patrick. And the nigga, why is he scoring? He was not there to score at all.
Stockton gets
sleep if he tried to take a shot. He probably only took 10 shots the whole damn time.
Hey. You know what? He only took seven shots, man.
Exactly.
The whole Olympics.
He only played in two games. Him and Larry Bird only played in two games.
Yeah, because Larry Bird really his knee was fucked up.
His back.
That was fucked up. I'm sorry, you're right. His back was fucked up. Now, do you think that's the best team ever?
No, The redeem team was.
Oh, okay. You know what? We can start when you're ready. you bullshit.
So you telling me the redeem?
Hold on. Everybody gotta be in their prime now.
No, we gonna the team as it is.
Everybody gotta be in their prime.
You can't do that.
Yes. Because really,
the best team ever assembled.
Everybody gotta be in
assembled. Also, we take any All Star game from any of the NBA. Then, if you're gonna do that, motherfucker, we talk about you said best team ever assembled, and I said the redeem team was.
Hold on. Also, too, I will say this, and I'm arguing my point a little bit. The competition would never be that fucking lax ever again in the history of basketball and the Olympics. You know that, right? Because them motherfuckers were just happy to see them like, that's Michael Jordan.
I mean, you gotta understand, the time they did that, that was the first time we put our professionals up against amateurs. Like, yeah. Look at the competition now.
Some of them dudes was playing professional on the other team. Most of all them motherfuckers.
What they call professional, we did not call professional, nigga. When you get beat by 60 points, nigga, that ain't professional. I don't care what you call yourself.
Hold on. I'm sorry about that. No, I'm taking it. Who's on the redeem team?
Carlos Boozer, Jason Kidd.
Okay.
No, look. Huh?
You said, you don't never start with Carlos Boozer.
No.
He had a bad team, but don't start with Carlos.
Okay. Carlos Boozer, Jason Kidd. I give you that one. LeBron James, Darren Williams, Michael Redd, D-Wade, Kobe, Dwight Howard, Chris Bosh, Chris Paul, Tayshaun Prince, and Carmelo, dog. Tell you, bro.
You know what?
Nigga, they had a solid six, but they wouldn't fucking win the fucking
thing. He said Michael Redd. Is he still playing?
Yeah, this nigga said Michael Redd, Carlos Boozer, Jason Kidd, and we're talking about fucking Magic and Michael and Bird and Stockton, Malone. Ewing.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here with that. David Robinson.
David Robinson. Oh, yeah, I forgot Christian Laettner was a beast on that team. He was a beast. Christian Laettner was a monster.
I'm just saying. Listen, compare. Chris Mullin,
Clyde Drexler. Come on, man. Give me. Man, y'all.
Clyde Drexler was good.
Nigga, he was a joy. He was a poor man's Jordan. Everybody knew that, man.
Okay, but that's still good, nigga. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
No, I don't think you heard me when I said Kobe, D Wade, and LeBron, nigga.
Okay, Jordan, Magic, Bird.
You getting you? You getting you got AIDS infected Magic. Bad back Bird. Nigga, stop. No.
Magic didn't have Barkley? AIDS when they was playing.
Barkley? Yes, he did. Magic did have AIDS.
It wasn't out there then. It wasn't affecting his play. It didn't affect his play, nigga.
No, it didn't affect his play, though. He had AIDS.
His play. Whether he had AIDS or not, he didn't affect his play.
he whooping that AIDS ass then. You know what I'm saying?
That motherfucker was still whooping your ass with half his damn immune system working.
But like I said, dog, that team right there, no way. No way they're seeing they'll beat the Dream Team because, I mean, Kobe going to stick Jordan. I mean,
who's going to stick Magic?
Who cares who sticks? We can put LeBron on Magic. Magic is not an offensive threat. Let's not forget.
Stop Barkley, Bird, Stockton, Malone.
Okay, fine. We got Dwight Howard. We got Dwight Howard.
Scottie Pippen.
Ew, Carmelo. Come on, man.
Hold on. We've been doing what? Carmelo
can't play with a team.
Defense.
He can't play defense. Carmelo ain't got no fucking defense.
Okay, listen. Once we stop Jordan, it don't matter.
What is not Jordan? What the fuck?
The rest of them bums look.
That shit's easy.
Bums? You call it? You every person on that team, but Layton is a Hall of Famer. First ballot, motherfucker.
Nigga, they listen. They took the biggest All Star team they could assemble, and I understand what you're saying. But if they played on the court, give me the Redeem Team over the Dream Team because. The X factor is Kobe, LeBron, D Wade, man. That's it.
Because this isn't usually my argument, but how many rings did the Redeem Team have?
At that time, let's see. They had probably five. I know they had at least
five. Duncan on the team?
On the Redeem Team?
Yes.
With Duncan on the team?
Kobe had all five of them. So what are you saying? Kobe, no. D Wade had one. That's six. Tayshaun Prince at seven. They had seven rings on that team.
Tayshaun Prince. And you think that they would beat the fucking Bird, Magic, Jordan, Malone, Pippen,
yes.
Robinson,
yes.
Stockton,
yes.
Barkley
yes.
team?
Yes. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah. Darren Williams good, but I'm kind of. I mean, I don't know if he should have been on that team either. I'm just saying he's good, but I don't think he's.
Darren Williams one of the best point guards in the league. What are you talking about?
No, now, no. Now back then he wasn't. Yeah, New Jersey, right?
How long he been with the Nets? Easy.
No, I'm saying he played with the Nets, right?
Yeah, yeah. This one he was with the Jazz when he was a beast. Stop playing him and Carlos.
No. I'm saying he played with the Nets. He played with the Nets now.
Yes, he played the Nets now.
I'm trying to remember. Do I know the fuck who the nigga is? He been elite. Okay. Nah, cause I'm looking at a picture of him. Nah, that nigga look young as shit when he was playing with the U.S. United States, man.
What they got doing anything?
I'm trying to think. Well, I'm talking about the right person. I'm sorry.
And then they had a better coach, man. They were coach the better coach. Better coach too. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
Coach K? Was that Coach K?
Maybe. And Jim Boeheim.
Hey, speaking of which, you heard about Phil Jackson may go to New York.
Hey man, Phil, he don't want to ruin his legacy by going there.
He ruined his legacy by staying with the Lakers in the last few years.
No, he didn't.
Shit.
That shit was straight.
Hey, playing in the finals, going out, losing the finals is a bad way to go out. Yeah, I guess it is.
He wasn't used to that shit at all. Just be real. He said, what? he ain't used to that shit.
Did they lose the title that year? Who did they lose to? No. He didn't go out with a championship.
No, he didn't go out with a fucking championship.
That nigga got swept. That's what it was.
Yeah, he got bounced out. He got bounced out to them by the Dallas. Was it Dallas? They swept him in.
It was the Mavericks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, man. Hold up. What was the year that Vince Carter jumped over that nigga?
That was in the world championships, man. That was like 06. Hey, that was like 07. Not wasn't even the old, that was in the 90s.
the year they sent Sean Kemp and Sean Kemp was dunking on a nigga grabbing his dick, my mother embarrassed that whole goddamn Olympics, man. They get them black motherfuckers off that goddamn screen. I'm like, well, mama. They grabbing their dick in the, you know, because they didn't give a fuck. That second team they went, there was a lot of thugs in that team and just niggas that didn't give a fuck. They just didn't care. But, you know.
Nigga said a team with Tayshaun Prince.
Defense.
Darren Williams.
He said defense. Like, okay. Oh, man.
Carlos
Boozer. Okay.
Yeah. Carlos Boozer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate you, man.
So, anyway, I do apologize for getting y'all up on that rant. So, yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Well, he said the man said he went and smelled the drawers to see.
Oh, my God. What? That's racist. He did what? That's fucking ridiculous.
Why did she go letting the kids run?
I don't know, man.
Because she was out fucking.
But she could have kind of lied a little bit, right? Like, nah, I mean, I'm going to fuck him. And, you know, she could have kind of played it off a little better, though, right?
I don't know, man.
I guess she was slizzing.
This is hilarious, boy.
That's kind of a piece of shit stuff right there, though. You know what I'm saying?
That man said I went smell her drawers, though. I died with that.
Shit right there, yo.
Hey, have y'all, listen, this might be fucked up to say. I mean, this real talk. Have y'all ever had a chick that come home and you think they fucking? Or have y'all ever lived with a chick like that? Or
shit, my ex when I was in there was fucking, and I thought she was supposed to be going to work.
God damn.
Yeah, she was getting it in, nigga.
God damn.
She was all the way through with the lie. She would get dressed like, because we only had her car. So she would get dressed up and shit. So she had a meeting at work. I'd drop her off at work at like 10 o'clock in the morning and come and pick her ass up and find out it was her off day. She was at the hotel fucking.
Yeah.
Now that's some real nigga quote shit right there. God damn. Well, I got cut off. So.
That's cool. If you do the summary, that's cool. That'll give me time to edit this bullshit out and just put it up when it's done.
Yeah. Don't overthink it though, nigga, bro. That's what I used to do.
That.
I used to overthink it and then I just said fuck it. I just started putting shit there and put like
how a self proclaimed perfectionist gonna tell you not to overthink it, nigga. I told you, yeah, you know it's alright. I say, you know what, man, you can give me a rusty trombone, nigga.
Oh, God, hold on, whoa, really? So, no, hold on. And I said I only say that shit, but Saul, you told me it took you all day to edit. That's why I said that, yeah. Right? So
you good? I don't know where this nigga came with rusty trombones.
Rusty Trombone, that's harsh.
This nigga's disgusting, yo.
What the fuck? This ain't a red dragon.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's when somebody sucks your dick and you punch him in the damn face.
God damn.
And then you nut in their mouth, so when they stop, like, the blood come out their nose and the nut come out their mouth.
God damn.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. I like the Cincinnati bow tie better.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What you mean?
What's the Cincinnati bow tie?
Oh, that's when, you know, you get them blowjob and you bust on their, like, right in their neck piece. Oh, yeah. Bottom of neck and it, like, little
pearl necklace.
No, the pearl neck is when it drips down. And like, but okay. Nah, this is just when you bust, like, right there in their neck, you know, where your little dip in your neck, and it's like a little bow tie, man.
I'm laughing because I can't remember 40-year-old Virgin when he said that shit, and it just makes it even funny. The Cincinnati bow tie. Where's the trombone?
Does anybody, has any of these shit ever been done?
Yes!
Because, I mean, shit like the Houdini. You know, when you fuck somebody back and you spin the girl back and they turn around, you nut in the face.
Yeah, I thought it's called the ghost nut though.
See,
I thought the Houdini was when you let somebody else come in and fuck her. Like, you supposedly hit it.
That's called a sprain.
No, you supposedly hit it, and then your partner sneak in the room when she don't even know it, and he start hitting, and then you stand in front of the bitch like surprise.
And wave, yeah. Like, okay, I heard about that. Yeah.
What about, no, what did they say, the vinegar strokes?
The vinegar stroke. That's when you about to bust, man, the face you make, man. Man, when you about to bust that face you make.
He's in that soul. He's in that soul.
It's like the vinegar stroke.
Hell, God.
Yeah, now hold on. I know y'all saying I should know everything, but we done did at least 6 articles about Sky Zoo.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, hold on, dog.
He said his name sound familiar. He read Fonte or something.
There you go. That's good enough.
He's actually the crazy part is he's actually one of the more talented cats in the crew.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think?
I was about to say that ain't the dude I interviewed, is it?
No, you interviewed Joe Scudder. Mm-hmm. And Fonte. Is it, right?
Nah, it was another one, too.
Joe Zemo.
No, it was another one, too.
And your favorite one, was a nigga there from Carolina?
No, man, nah. The dude was from New York.
No, what's the guy? The guy you know, though. He was in the military.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, fuck I'm talking about, nigga. His name is Rich something.
Dude, don't know.
He don't want to know. Yeah,
What was the other guy that rapped with them from New York? Sean Don. That's what.
Oh, okay.
You didn't
interview
Sean Don. Did you
interview Sean Don?
Yeah. It went up on the site?
Yeah, it's on the site.
I don't think so.
I don't remember that one.
I don't think so. I think you thought you about it. All
right, man. Okay. Whatever.
I don't know. We don't got that many. So I did Merge. You did Animal Farm. Saul did Tanya Morgan. You did Sean Dunn. There you go right there. You did Joe Scudder. You did Sonny fucking Rich. That's his name. Hey, one of the best rappers out of NC, Sonny Rich. I did Nicki
Minaj. Man, you can't. I hate how you just, I did Nicki Minaj.
I did D. Woods and fucking
You know what? Hey, you know what? We talked about that a while back ago. We don't believe that interview existed.
What? Just so you D. Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, yeah, we don't believe that.
Okay, I look at my hard drive and see if I say that shit.
What was the purpose? Where did that come from?
You know what? I really don't know. I really have no idea. I think it was just one of those things that I was giving her props, and then the shit just kind of blew up. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Maybe we can get you on the fro. Well, I'm cool. Here's my number. Contact us. I was like, oh.
I believe you trying to fuck, Sarah, right? Let's be real, man.
I wish I was, but that's not it.
I believe you trying to beat Sarah, right? Let's call space.
Yeah, I would not lie about that one. That motherfucker got by D. But it was when her album came out. That little mixtape shit came out.
Hey, y'all were done and shit. And she was like, okay, so when it's going up? You're like, we didn't record shit. I was just talking to you, boy. What's going on?
I just don't know if I have it no more. Because I haven't had to reform that my hard drive like 3-4 times.
NappyAfro.com.
I was just listening to that goddamn song. That shit is horrible.
That shit is terrible, but it's so funny because it's like, nigga, why would you even make a song like that? Like, why? Like, what? Like I said, man, I don't care how good you can rap. That is forever gonna be on your record, nigga. Like, ever. Like, so I mean, like, why even make that song? Like, nigga, like I said, now I could have picked any other song off your shit, but no, I'm gonna pick that one because I wanna know what you were thinking when you picked that song right there, dog. Like, I mean,
that shit is fucking terrible, dog.
The hook, yeah.
Oh my god, this shit is fucking terrible.
When I first heard that, man, I was laughing so hard, man. I was just like, "Oh, okay, you from North Carolina, right? All right." So I'm putting on the bad side of North Carolina. I'm gonna let them know, like, nigga, it ain't all rosy down there. Like, it's some garbage niggas down there. Like, everybody ain't good, as you know, the Fontes, the J. Cole's, and you know, and so on.
Yeah, this shit is fucking terrible, and I ain't gonna hold back, nigga.
No, you can't. You gotta let these niggas know. Like, niggas, not stop it. Like, rap is already, it's like, it's too many niggas rappers. And nigga, you need to not quit your job to chase this dream. Like, this nigga was telling me, he was like, yeah, I'm 20. I've been rapping for 12 years. And you ain't made it yet. Like, you've been rapping for 12 years. And you ain't even, like, on nobody. Like, I did a couple shows around town. So, you local. Kinda. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And, you know, like, I'm thinking, like, should I just, this money I got, should I, you know, try to get me a crib or whatever, you know, or should I put it on studio time? And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, you don't need to pay for studio time no more. Like, nigga, it's 2012, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you need to just call this shit a hobby and let it be what it is, but don't act like you trying to make it into biz after 12 years, nigga.
Exactly. Like, I mean, either you just, that's just an outlet for you, and you just like making music. Like I tell my homeboy that, this nigga got probably about 1,000 beats, thousands and thousands. I mean, he got at least 1,000 beats, you know, saved up. And some of his shit is real, real good. And I told this nigga, I was just like, man, why you sitting on this shit? Now, this shit sound kind of dated, but, you know, with music these days, it's fickle. You can play anything. Anybody can twink. You know, yeah. They can change up a little bit and make it sound current. But, I mean, I was like, you ain't trying to sell no beats. You just got thousands of beats. You know, you got all this expensive equipment, but it ain't making you no money. You know, so I said, this is just your hobby. I said something like I told him. I said, some niggas collect cards, coins. Some niggas build little boats and bottles. I said, you just happen to make beats, nigga. You know what I'm saying? and he was just like, I guess. I mean, because this shit crazy. Like, he's sitting around, be like, he'll make a beat. And he don't want nobody here. Nobody. Like, he'll listen, he'll let me hear. But other than that, that's it.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I mean,
do he ride around to his own instrumentals?
And yes. He's like, man, he a married dude, 8 kids, like, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's just like his outlet, because I'm like, man, because sometimes I listen to his beats, I can tell you he was going through some shit that day, you know what I'm saying? Because you got 8 kids, nigga, you got to have some kind of outlet, boy, because I understand that, but 8 kids by one woman, nigga.
God damn.
Yes, some old 1930 shit.
Huh? I give props for that shit.
Yes, 8. I said, Lord.
That's some bullshit.
Nigga, and I'm talking about 8 since 2002.
Damn!
Yes.
Niggas fucking every other year. They like, fuck it, time for another baby.
I'm telling you, man. I was just like, man, because every time, like, I call him, I be like, man. Every time he call me, I just be like, don't call me, tell me to pray again, bro. That's not the move. Oh, nigga, I cooked on the grill today where I cooked some of my ribs today. I cooked them in the oven for about, I had them on 150, 175 for probably about 7-8 hours, right? Threw them shits on the grill, man. Oh my god,
Hold on. Are you really telling us about a fucking grill, nigga? Are you really doing this right now?
Well, I mean, normal people that like eating food here like hearing stories about food. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck about a grill shit. Like, really?
People that like eating food. God damn!
I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck about.
Look, I mean, you can tell. Brandon said, man, like y'all niggas, y'all ride by food place, and y'all get excited.
Shit,
y'all just like
eat, nigga.
Y'all do get excited about food. Though.
I know this dude probably about 8 years. So I've never seen him eat a complete meal, man.
Shit!
Like that time we went out to the spot we went to, me, you, and Slick. We got that food. You ain't eat all your food that day. Used to be at work. Now you get something to eat. You don't eat all your food. I ain't never seen him eat a complete meal, bro.
First of all, eating don't make you tired. Like, I just be tired of eating all the fucking time.
That's the point. He don't eat it.
I do eat. Fuck y'all. I'm just saying. Y'all niggas fall asleep eating. Y'all niggas eat all the time.
No, we don't. We just eat normal. Like, at least 2 meals a day, motherfucker.
I eat 3 meals a day.
Brandon, you eat 3 snacks a day.
Nigga, man, listen.
No, that's not the same thing. Apple pie and soda is not a meal.
No, he don't
eat no fucking apple pie and soda. I don't drink soda. Hey, Eddie.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Oh, what's going on, man?
Are you? What you guys talking about, man?
They talking about how I don't eat food. Because Jern was going through this long conversation about how he be eating hamburgers and shit like that. I don't give a fuck about that shit, man.
I was telling how I cook my ribs today, bro.
Who gives a fuck?
Hey, Eddie, you're going to have to pump up the volume on your shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you sound kind of far away or something.
Let me work up this shit.
Hey, are you really in Switzerland?
Sweden, nigga, not Switzerland.
And just like that. Everything's
like
okay.
I thought you guys were going to cancel this shit. I was waiting over here. It's 3 a.m. over here, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Black is black. You know
what's good, fellas? Thanks for having me on.
No problem. We haven't started yet, though.
Yeah. I figured. Talking about meals and shit.
Oh, no, we're just trying to get everything together, man. 3 a.m.
How's the volume, though? Is it better?
Yeah, you better, man. We just let them know that you're in Sweden and, you know, your internet connection is laggy as fuck over there. You know?
Hell no. Look here, man.
Living in that third world country and shit. You know what I'm saying? Free it.
Sweden's internet connection is second only to Japan and shit like that.
That is true.
Braided by who? Was it the same two niggas that went to Japan?
We ain't been to America yet, but right now we're gonna call it.
You're right. I've been to Japan and I've been to Sweden. Based on what I've seen, Sweden.
One or two. Let's go home.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Did you get the outline?
Yeah, I got it.
Now, Eddie, don't cuss me off for saying this shit.
I know shit about baseball.
That's what I want to ask about. Did you know?
I don't know shit about baseball, man. We could talk about basketball or whatnot, but baseball, ain't no baseball around here.
That's true.
Yeah, but you know who Castro is, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the important shit.
Yeah.
You know what? I personally would skip the baseball thing. That's just me saying.
Nah, man, you don't understand.
I don't think it's done yet. I think he's apologizing. Did he apologize yet?
He apologized.
They apologized like 4 hours today.
They roasted him. He had to do it in English and in Spanish, dog. That's how bad they roasted his ass.
Oh, that's why that shit was on so long. I know. I woke up and the nigga was on, and I went to get my laptop and came back. He was still on. I said, God damn.
I'm just saying. I think we should skip it.
Nope.
How you gonna come in editing the goddamn outline already?
We're not gonna.
Listen. I either edit it now or edit it later. So which one y'all want to do?
Hey,
listen,
man, that's between you and Jerry. Hey, Jerry's outline.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning for this man. Let's get him out of here, man. You know, let's get.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Okay. I'm not much of a sleeper.
Oh man.
Obviously, but yeah, we're good. Yeah, but we're gonna intro it up. Jeremy, I think in the intro, I think we should, you know.
I got it, man. Just shut up, man. I got it, man.
God damn. All
right, man. Yeah, you called, bro.
What the hell? How the hell are you?
I just got you on speaker. Did you call, man? That's what I'm asking you. So are you doing the forecast or not, man? Yes, are you doing a forecast? We're waiting on you, man. Okay, why are you not online now then? Okay, so don't it make sense just to keep your shit online until everyone else get on there? I mean, that's what, you know.
That's what I do every week.
we just waiting on you, dog. We just want to know if you was coming, man. See. Oh, okay. Well, all right, man. It's cool. I didn't mean to disturb you, sir. I'm sorry. I'll watch The Throne next time. I don't know. I mean, I just asked where you was, man. You just blew up.
He going the fuck out.
Okay. Alright, man, I'm sorry. My mistake, sir. I got the wrong... I called the wrong person, I'm sorry.
This nigga is going off.
Hey, man, just get online, man. No, I'm not recording you, man. And ain't nothing wrong with me, Jack, man. I'm chilling. No, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just... I'm chilling, man. I mean, hey, man, I just see you online, man. Hey, go.
Oh, shit.
All right, man. I'm good, man. I'm just... All right, man. I thought I see what I said, man. Hey, he says, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "Man, what you mean?"
Oh shit. I needed that, and that is so pregame. Matter of fact, let me cut the recording off now. I'm pregaming that shit. That is definitely the pre-show for this motherfucker.
NappyAfro.com.